I'm 17, and I'm like, parents give me the like whatever fucking beater car, like driving that shit. Start smoking weed. Car smells like weed all the time. So my stepdad's like, if the fucking car smells like weed one more time, like I'm taking it away, like you're getting grounded, like blah 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 blah. So what do I do? For sure, let's go smoke strawberry or fucking grape swishers in
Just
the
like the
fucking
loudest shit
car,
on
like.
planet Earth.
Just find something that you like and fucking go for it and put all your energy into it. If you really do that, then you're gonna fucking figure it out.
You wanna find a problem that all of us have, and you wanna find a way to solve that problem.
2 hours and less than $200, you're fucking in business running off of your fucking phone.
Everybody wants to be a boss. Cool, it's okay to not be a boss.
Exactly.
It's okay to be Robin, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be fucking Batman.
Exactly.
You know? Like, sometimes Robin will say Batman. You know what I mean?
Don't get it twisted, though. We're definitely gonna be smoking weed. We're live?
We are here. We're live.
We're back. We're live. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. You may notice we're on a couch. We're not at the usual office headquarters spot location. So yeah, for the next 3 weeks, hopefully, we'll be on this nice couch here until we move into our new space. So we're in the transitionary period at the moment. So bear with us. Doing the old high rise, make something out of nothing. We got our mic on the couch. We got our tripod made out of a box. We got our joint.
We got
up.
Our pre rolls.
We're ready, baby.
This is the first podcast
Welcome
of the
back.
Year,
2018.
What's up? 2 weeks in.
Do we talk?
Happy New Year, guys.
Sorry, we haven't been uploading or posting or doing shit, anything really. We've been busy as hell trying to move all this shit and transition all of our stuff over and all that fun stuff. So we're back, finally getting back into the swing of things. So let's spark one up and enjoy the show.
Let's
don't
go.
Mind the puppies in the background.
Don't mind the puppies. Today we have some of these nice little fancy pre-rolls from Humboldt Legends. It's like this company out of the Bay Area, and they make these little tins that come with 5 half-gram pre-rolls.
Super clutch.
And it's all like organic, it's grown by the sun and water only. The tree's super good, and it's got hash in it too. So they blessed us.
What is it? It's grown by like
the OGs.
The OG experienced old hippie grower dudes, so that's how you know it's good.
Like the dudes who like brought over original seeds in like the 70s and shit, stuff that like people have been crossing. So
Humboldt Legends, if you will,
the legends themselves.
Humboldt Legends, so be sure to check them out. Fucking super dope.
Yeah, we're gonna
be... I've been smoking those like non-stop the last month.
This shit's sick. This is like a little sativa one. It's like taffy. The strain
like
is taffy.
They have like really cool packaging. It's like dope case embossed. It's got like all the fucking shit.
Yeah, it's got the cork inside with the little joints. So
I'm down to the wire over here.
Here.
Oh!
Fill them up.
I'm about to
spark this shit. It's like a sativa strain. This shit's been nice. It's like some good daytime shit where you can like smoke it during the day and not really get like laid out. It has like, it's like 19% THC, and then it has like no CBD in it, so that probably has something to do with...
I've literally just been ripping them like 3 or 4 times, and then I just put them out.
It's like perfect.
Like literally one will last me all day.
And it's like a nice head change. You're not getting like too
lit. You just
lit.
Get the nice little like, yeah, buzz, and then whatever.
You don't get tired. You don't get like put down.
But then at night, we smoking. Then I just do the whole one.
You just take it to the face.
Smoke the whole one before bed.
Did you smoke the other pre-rolls, like the hybrid ones we got? The individual ones?
Yeah, I think. I don't even know. They all just blend together.
You're like at the end of the day after staring at a computer for 12 hours.
Yeah, it's just like, who even knows what this is doing to me right now.
But yeah, these are nice. We're stoked. They gave us some nugs of some white OG. It's like organic, but it's like so dense and frosty. Like you would not know that it was organic.
It's not bad.
Or you wouldn't know that it was outdoor.
Yeah.
You could totally pass for
Humboldt Legends, baby. So yeah, we got a lot on the docket today. The old docket. What's a docket? A docket's just like a...
Is that a word?
Yeah, like a court docket. You heard that? It's like a...
Dude, you got like Star Wars characters.
Presentation or something.
From your kitchen right now.
I don't even know. Got Chewbacca in the
living. Docket? It's like never heard of that. Presentation?
Docket. I feel like it's like a...
Am I really Googling this right now?
Presentation or something like that. But anyways, really? Whatever a docket is, we got
I don't even have your Wi-Fi.
On it, so... what should we dive into first?
Cheat just trying to dive into me right now.
We got a puppy. We got an interview with Mr. Rodriguez himself.
Chi-Chi, what's on the agenda, sir?
He's looking for his bone that we just took from him.
He's like, ready to give me a bone over here. He smells Vince's dog on me.
Cheech.
Yeah, Chi-Chi fur. All right. So, yeah, what's on the agenda, Cheech? What do you want to do, bud?
What do you want to do, bud? So I guess first thing we could talk about is like all this H&M shit. So for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, shut the fuck up! Don't make me come over there.
Just kidding, dude. For real, please.
But seriously, please be quiet. Thank you.
Like, how does she know that Cheech is on my lap right now? She didn't
start. It's just like a jealousy, fucking.
But she can't even see. Like, how does she know? She just knows. She just
sense it, dude. I think it's a mixture of that and that we took her bone, but.
She's just crunching so loud, so, you guys. Don't think we're just angry dog people. Mackenzie's out of town, and she left Aaron with the responsibilities of these puppies. And these we tried to give them bones, but we started the podcast, and it was like crunch, crunch, crunch. Sounded like fucking... Listen to him. So if it's not, if it's not it's dogs, like, it's mariachi music. Only when we're music.
Talking, they're yeah. loud, yeah. So at some point, we'll try to be in a soundproof studio, but... You should have a look for this episode.
We thought we would be free of the tuba. Instead, we got the dog whine.
Puppies galore. But yeah, anyways, fucking all this like H&M shit that's going on. It's kind of crazy. So basically H&M, it's like one of the biggest like clothing store, retailer, whatever people did a photo shoot and they released this campaign and basically like there's all this uproar and controversy and pissed off people and whatever because one of the photos is like a little black boy and he has like a hoodie sweatshirt on or whatever and it says like what does it say
it says like coolest little, monkey in the jungle
yeah coolest monkey in the jungle and then the white kid has a hoodie on and it says like expert genius preservation
yeah it was like a green hoodie and like an orange hoodie or something
there's some shit I don't know what it says but basically it's just like pretty crazy. And so all these people are coming out, talking about it, and fucking H&M is just, like, blowing it. So they had, like, deals with The Weeknd and all these, like, fucking G-Eazy, like, all these big celebrity rappers and whatever, and they're all just, like, cutting ties. They're just like, yeah, we can't be associated with this anymore. So, like, they're just fucking in a lot of hot water right now, and there's a lot of, like... attention on them for doing this. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, you could Google it. Facebook, it's like everywhere right now, but see what your opinions are. So like I've seen like multiple sides to the story, or not seen multiple sides, but I've heard like multiple opinions or whatever. So like obviously a lot of people are like, yeah, it's fucked up and like that's not like whatever politically correct or like whatever the term is. But then other people are like, it's only what you portray it at. It's only what you interpret it as.
Exactly.
Honestly, that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I see that, I mean, obviously, you're fucking H&M. You're a billion-dollar corporation. You have, like, 40 fucking seven people on this one campaign. Like
that had to go through a lot of people. It's a little crazy
that not even one person was like, maybe let's not put the little black kid in a fucking monkey sweater. Like... Mm-hmm. That's how I'm just like, how did
between
that, like...
Between production assistants, you know what I mean? Lighting, like, photographer...
Like, what?
Wardrobe, like, hairstylist... All the fucking
bullshit corporate companies we've ever tried to work with. There's so many loopholes and meetings and blah, blah. It's just like, how could that happen, you know? But it's like, my point of view on it is like, I'm not fucking racist. So when someone, like, refers to, like, a monkey, like, I think of, like, a fucking monkey in the jungle, like a fucking animal. It's a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can see both sides of it. You know what I mean? So, like, that's one way to look at it. And then everybody else is like, oh, it's racist and none of this. And it's like, yeah, like, if that's how you interpret it, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, it can be taken however you fucking see it.
I mean, people can find offense in anything. Obviously, like, how did that get passed through everything? And if it was the white kid on the right and he had the hoodie on, then, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody in the world would have said anything.
Yeah.
And the first thing I just pulled up when I Googled it was the mother is.
But she's not even tripping, right?
Yeah, she's just like, get over it.
Yeah.
She's just like, she said that people calling it racially insensitive need to get over it.
I just keep seeing this like over and over though. Like everybody's fucking like tweeting out and whatever, posting like, fuck H&M. Like we're boycotting. We're not shopping here anymore. Like it'll be interesting to see if that like affects them. But then all these celebrities that are pulling out, it's just like two sides because it's like, they're just pulling out to make themselves look good, too. Mm-hmm. Because that's just going to make their stock go mm-hmm. up. Because, cool, like, now I'm not with H&M. I'll go with fucking Old Navy. And all my fans are going to fuck with me 10 times harder because I've made a stand. And I'm going to mm-hmm. get more attention on me because this is trending right now. This is relevant. So now my name is going to be tied to every fucking news article that's in the news, which is thousands mm-hmm. and thousands, and every major publication is talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now your name gets, you know what I mean? It's just good press for you.
I mean, just any press is good press once you get to that level, right? Because when you're like at that
level. I don't know about that argument. Like, that's something that you hear a lot. It's like,
but I feel like
press is good press. It's like, I don't know about all that.
You have to be at a certain level, though.
But even say you're The Weeknd, which is you're a huge superstar, and like, yeah, this is good press, but then what if fucking The Weeknd made a sweatshirt that said, I'm a fucking little monkey and it's a little black boy?
But like, that's not good press, you know? But if you're like The Weeknd, you can PR your way out of it. Where if you're somebody who's, like, a normal Joe Blow who, like, gets convicted of some shit that you're innocent of, and then you get put on the front page, you know, because allegedly this person is arrested for this, and then you...
Because you have, like, no track record.
But then you found innocent, and it gets put on page 42, and you know what I mean?
Mm, yeah.
That's when it's, like, bad. But when you're, like, a fucking Kanye, or when you're, like... I don't know. Now the... I don't know if I'm fucking... What I'm saying is right.
Yeah.
But, like... Just looking at, like, Conor McGregor and these dudes. Like, they just talk all this fucking shit, and then even if they lose, they come out, and they're humble in defeat, and then...
There's just, like, that line. Like, yeah, everything you just said is right, but all those dudes aren't doing, like, racist shit.
Yeah.
And they're not doing, like...
There's
a line, you know?
Domestic abuse. That's like, exactly. Fucking with kids.
Right.
Like, there's certain things that people... Yeah,
like, if The Weeknd fucking go rapes a little, like, four-year-old, like... I didn't go, you know what
but
I mean?
But if The Weeknd goes and, like, cheats on his fucking girlfriend,
yeah,
then that's, like,
spin that shit,
good press, and then it turns into, like, a fucking... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're right, so there is, like, that line.
It's, like, interesting.
But if you're, like, super, uber famous, like, yeah, you go crazy, and you go to the fucking mental hospital, it's press. And then you get better, and then people back you, because, like, you got better, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's crazy. Like, when I was talking to that one dude from fucking Ganja Girls or whatever... the website fool, like, he's explaining that, like, some company he used to work with, like, that's what they did. Like, so instead of, like, positive SEO, where, like, you want to get your page ranked high and on the first page, they reverse that. So if you have negative attention on you or negative news, they'll try to bury that shit. So, like, whatever, H&M hires a fucking damage control, like, publication, whatever it's called, you know, and then they're just like, all right, bury these stories. How do we, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, like, interesting that there's, like,
for sure.
Two sides of that.
Putting the fires out.
Yeah. We should just start a firefighter. Just call it the fucking fire station.
When
you put out all the PR fires. It's a business for you right there.
You like that indica?
Indy does not agree with H&M.
No.
She's made her stance as well as Cheech.
Cheech is over here.
So that was like been everywhere this week.
Yeah.
But that was like kind of interesting. Let's see, what else do we got? We got the other thing that's been everywhere is like the Logan Paul, like, YouTuber kid or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, same thing with this. Like, my opinion on it is, like, I don't think it's that bad. I don't know if that's wrong to say or not, but I don't think it's that offensive or that bad. I mean, so, obviously, like, you shouldn't film a dead fucking person and put it on YouTube, but, like, I don't see what all the uproar is. Like, he went to a fucking suicide forest where this is what happens. People kill themselves in this forest all the time. Like, you're just documenting your shit there. Like, you're obviously going to see some shit. You're not going to show the dead body in Suicide Forest? But I can see both sides of it, but I just don't see why everybody, like, obviously you should get a slap on the wrist and people may be upset or whatever, but, like, just the, like, level that people are, like, getting, like, outraged by, it's just, like...
I mean, how old is this fool? Like, 23?
This kid's, like, 21 or something. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
He's 21. He's a multimillionaire. He's going into this forest. He's filming, like, his reactions. This fool's still, like, 5 years out of his fucking brain being completely matured to make decisions, you know? Mm-hmm. And what, he, like, finds a dead body, and then he just, his reaction, he, like, kind of has weird reactions, like, where he, like, laughs a little bit. I don't know. I didn't see the video. I heard the audio of some of it.
Like, it's not bad. Like, it's like a nervous... It's like the same way, like, anyone would fucking react to it. It's just like, whoa, like, what the fuck? Like, oh, like, there's a... It's not like you're laughing at the fucking thing. You're laughing at, like, holy shit. Like, there's a dead body. Like, oh, it's fucking crazy. Like, it's like nervous laughing, you know? Like, I don't know. But, Indy, shut the fuck up. Indy. That's right. Dude. But, yeah, like, all these people are just, like, tripping on this fool. And he just, like... put out his public apology or whatever, and I don't know, but I was like listening to some other people talk about this, and it was interesting because they were just like, it doesn't fucking even matter, like, what fucking Yahoo like is mad at him, and all these like old fucks and like whatever is like, cool, he doesn't need any of you, he's bigger than all of you.
Yeah,
like, cool, what, you think all of his like 13-year-old fucking millions of diehard fans are gonna give a shit? Like, no, it's just gonna make him more popular, you know what I mean? Like, that's what's so crazy today, is just like the power of like just social media, just the power of like engagement, being able to be your own fucking company, like your own media company, your own brand, your own anything you want. Like, this kid can at any time just speak directly to his fucking followers, sell his products directly to them, make videos, like, whatever, you know? It's like, he has, like, a fucking army. It's so funny because Chris D'Elia's, like, talking shit, and then, like, oh, this kid just has an army. Like, imagine when, like, Mackenzie fucking does some, like, makes a post in her army.
Yeah.
Imagine that, like, times probably 100 fucking thousand, or a million, who knows? Whatever fucking amount of following he has, like... And Chris D'Elia doesn't give a fuck. It's so funny.
And what,
like,
all of this dude's fucking, like, kids comment, or all of his, like, fans posted, are just commenting on Chris D'Elia shit?
Yeah, he posted one of the DMs, and this kid's like, bro, you're a fucking faggot. Like, you're fucking, like, don't talk shit on Logan. Like, he just made a mistake. Like, you're being so disrespectful. Blah, and then just, like eight things. And then Chris D'Elia's like, he's like, more disrespectful than what'd you say? Filming a dead body and putting it on the internet. And then he just, like, schools this kid. And then he's like, that's what you call a burn, bitch, or like some shit like that. And then he's like, now I'm gonna post this to all my followers, like, fire, or like some shit. It's just so funny because he's like, cool, like, I'll take on all of you. Like, you know how that fool is. Like,
dude, he doesn't give a shit.
It's
he's
so
game
funny. But yeah, I don't know, I just thought it was like crazy. I could see how, why some people would be mad, I guess, but get over it, dude. Like, you're fucking, everybody's so sensitive to everything.
That's all it is,
you know?
It's,
I mean,
everything
it's
you're
like,
talking about is like every fucking week, like, who is it,
like, who's offended this week by what little thing. Like, if he, like, went up to the dead body and started, like, humping it and, like, fucking jerked off on it and fucking, you know what I mean, then it's like, okay, I get it. Like,
I mean, yeah,
but if you're just, like, walking by, he didn't even show the face, it's literally just like, whoa, that was a dead body. Oh,
it's almost
crazy,
just like Americans are just so fucking rude and, like, clueless. And, like, this is the way.
I can see that perspective.
This is the
yeah
way that, like.
This just highlights that.
But this is, yeah, and this is the way that, like, we're, like.
No.
This is the way that we're, like, policing ourselves to make it look
yeah
like we're not this way. But really,
that's a good point, yeah,
behind the internet.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, offline, everybody's a fucking asshole. And then online, yeah, everybody's, like, trying to be the white knight or something
yeah
like that. But
no,
really, like,
point
just culturally, like, Americans so different. I was, like, listening to Fighter and the Kid on the way here, where they're talking with, like, Chin about, like, how Korean culture's what? With how Korean culture's, like, different than American culture.
Yeah.
You know? It's, like,
how,
interesting.
Like, what are you saying? Like, Americans have, like, more of a sense of ego or something? Or
yeah. It's not necessarily, like, a bad thing. Like, just not assholes, but they're just, like, there's just like more custom. There's like, America doesn't have like custom, you know, like our culture doesn't have like customs. Like, you don't take your shoes off. You don't like certain things when you're talking to older people. You know what I mean?
It's like just like respect things.
Yeah, exactly. Like tradition, like, and kind of things culture, like that. Yeah. And America doesn't have that. It's just like the kids, the kids are just talking shit to the parents. And it's just like this never ending battle. Just America. Yeah, exactly.
No, but I could totally see conflict. That. Like, it's just like a bad, like that's like the fucking poster child for America right now. Just like the blonde white kid, YouTube star with all the, like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh God, like, so fucking still, I've never seen any of that dude's videos, so I don't even know what the fuck he does. I just know he's cracking on YouTube. Like, he just bought a house next to Joe Rogan and shit. It's the kid I was showing you, his house. Yeah. Like, I had to go on his Instagram and just, like, see, like, I think he has, like, 20 million followers, or who knows, I'm probably way off, but, like, it's stupid. And then, so he has a brother, too.
Yeah.
And they're both just, like, just probably making, like, fucking six figures in upload minimum, probably more than that, but they make a lot of money. Stay out of the goddamn suicide forest and fucking
keep that money.
God damn it, I know, for don't real.
Get, yeah, right. You got all that money. What are you doing? Just sit there. Just jacuzzi, chill,
dude.
Smoke some weed.
I got that. I got jacuzzi. That fucking money in that house and that fucking whatever. I ain't leaving.
I ain't doing shit. I would be like,
I am not leaving.
I'd be like DJ Khaled on Snapchat. I'd be like in the jacuzzi, just fucking talking to I'd my like phone.
On my jet ski in my pool.
Exactly, Billy Madison. That shit,
dude. I'd be,
are you kidding me,
dude?
I would just be having house parties and invite everybody to my house.
That's house like parties. What I like. It's crazy. Like, even when I go out sometimes now, like, I'm just like. There's just so much risk, like, as weird as that sounds. It's like, you like if you like go out to the bar or like go out to like fucking party somewhere, like, just like there's always like the risk of like, what if something happens, or like, what if fucking some like bro dude tries to fight me, or like, what if fucking I get fucking, I don't know, I get too drunk and I fall down the stairs, or like my homie fucking gets hit, like, who knows, whatever it is. I don't have a lot of shit now when I'm worried about losing it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. So it's like, once you get to like those crazy levels of wealth and money and whatever, like, you have a lot to fucking lose. Like, you have a lot on the line. Like, even when I go out now, like, I fucking Uber everywhere now. Like, I don't fucking ever drive anymore. Like,
no.
Went to the fucking Clipper game, Ubered there, Ubered back. Like, I ain't no fucking multimillionaire, like, crazy celebrity dude. You know what I mean? So I can only imagine, like, and you just see people like John Jones and fucking
just partying,
like, cool, bro, you have like fucking $14 million in your checking account. Like, can't call a fucking Uber. Like, you can't get a personal driver on staff. Like, if I have
Ruin that money, I'm having like four drivers' life. Yeah.
Like, it's not worth it. You have too much to lose, you know? It's like, so that's crazy. Always like interesting, you know?
But that, then again, that's like booze, because booze is like gonna make you fucking like not give a shit.
Exactly.
Like, weed is like, I'm shit, saying, I'm gonna take that Uber.
Let's stay home and fucking rip the bong and fucking whatever. But Indy doesn't like that. Sorry, Indy. But yeah, what else we got? We got fucking robots at Jack in the Box.
Yeah, what's up with that? You were talking about that.
So yeah, like,
so first Jack in the Box drops there.
So yeah, let's rewind. So Jack in the Box, does it already drop or it's about to drop?
I thought it was saying like January 3rd or some shit when I saw the original advertisement.
Yeah, so there's a press release recently, Jack in the Box partnering with Mary Jane, which is Snoop Dogg's like cannabis media platform company, whatever, and they're doing a Mary Jane box.
Yeah, Mary, it's 420 box, like, it's Munchies box or something.
They're doing a fucking weed box with Jack in the Box, which is the smartest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Jack in the Box is so far ahead of the game, it's not even funny. Like, anyways, so I don't know if it's out yet or if it's about to come out, but that shit's going to be pretty crazy. And hopefully that, like, opens the door for more of these.
It'll be available.
McDonald's, Del Taco's, fucking In-N-Out's, like, whatever, to fucking realize that you're missing out on a huge market of people that use and consume your product.
Yeah, I would be interested in seeing the numbers. So here it says the Merry Munchie Meal will be available January 18th through 25th at 3 franchise locations in California.
Shit, in a week.
And it's only at 3 fucking franchise only locations.
So they're just dipping their toes.
Yeah.
They're like, let's see how this goes.
3 locations, though, for a week? How do you think that'll go? Let's see where they're at. I'm interested to see.
I don't know. Because it's like, Jack in the Box is already marketing to that crowd in that same way. Like, they already have the late night munchie meal, and they have, like, the commercials where they're on the couch getting high, or, like, they're not necessarily getting high, but they're, like, fucking making it seem that way, you know?
The goddamn Jack commercials with the dude with the big head.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're all stony. Like, they're all for stoners, and it's all, like, funny shit that's geared towards
sexual innuendos and shit.
Yeah. So, I don't know. They should fucking for sure try it out in, like, California, Colorado. Try it out in, like, a few different markets, you know? Not, like, the stoniest fucking states. So, like, go put one in, like, Humboldt and fucking Denver and fucking Oregon, whatever. Just put them all over, you know? So see what happens.
You get 2 tacos, French fries.
1 pre-roll.
Onion rings. 5 mini churros. Those are the dankest things ever. 3 chicken strips and a small drink for $4.20.
Oh, that's sick. It's $4.20 too.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're scared that it's going to, like, turn off a lot of people. Because, you know, you have, like, the fucking 47-year-old, like, middle-aged, 400-pound soccer mom that's, like, fucking smoking cigs and, like, fucking diabetic and, like, fucking all this shit. And she thinks weed's the worst thing in the world.
Oh, we can't take little Johnny to Jack in the Box. We can't let him see the 420.
That's what I'm saying.
The number's 420. If he sees the number's 420, he's going to ruin his life.
Like, I know people like that will literally, like, not, like, I can't support Jack in the Box anymore. You know what I mean? Like, there's people out there still with that mindset, you know?
It's so hard to come by here in California, which is weird.
It's so crazy. But yeah, I thought that was, like, super fucking interesting. Jack in the Box, holler at your boys, a little doobie bag.
Holler at your baby back whales. I'll start eating fast food
value
again.
Value meal or some shit.
If we get sponsored by Jack in the Box.
Yeah, right. Just
I'll fuck.
I used to just live off those tacos, $2 for $1.
$2 for $1.
Get 6 for $3 and a water cup with Sprite. That's how you live off $50 a month, right there, ladies
I'm
and gentlemen.
Full, bitch.
Tell me, that's fucking dude, 3 meals a day for $3.
There was a spot in Yorba Linda. Remember that, like, downhill manual pad in Yorba Linda?
Mm-hmm.
There was a Jack in the Box there. Three tacos for 99 cents.
3,
bitch. Yeah.
Damn. I was just gonna fucking... That just reminded me of something.
And everybody out there who's like, it's vegetarian, it's soy. It's like part soy.
Yeah. Look, oh, it's like tofu up. Or something.
Yeah, it's like part soy and then still got meat in it. So if you guys have been thinking you're getting away with it, and I'm sure it's...
Who even knows what it is, dude, to be honest.
Out of this world.
Indy, shut up! Do you remember that one show on MTV? It was only on for like maybe 2 or 3 seasons. And it was called, like, definitely wasn't called that. It was called something along the lines of, like, con man, I'm a con man, or, like, how to con people, or, like, con artist, or Samsonite, whatever the fuck it was called. It was just this one
con
dude.
Con artist show? No, obviously that's
like
not the name
MTV
of it.
Con artist show. This was, like, 10 years ago.
It's just called
It was
con.
This dude.
Yeah, Comedy Central?
Or maybe MTV? Maybe it's Comedy Central.
Was it just called Con?
Something like that. Con man, con fucking
con artist Skylar Stone.
Yep, my
boy
Skylar Square, dude. Skylar Stone, do you ever remember that show?
No,
dude, it was so sick. This fool would just show you hacks, like life hacks, like how to get free drinks from every fucking place. And it's just like he just goes into Del Taco and like buys a large cup. And then he just buys a large cup from every single fast food place. And then he just shows you, like, just fucking wash it out, put it in your trunk, whatever one you roll up on, just take it out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Free drinks. Or, like, he had another hustle where, like, I think it was McDonald's or Del Taco or something. Like, on the receipt, it's like, call this number, get 2 free tacos or some little hustle shit. And he would just go in the trash can and pull all the receipts out and just fucking redeem all the tacos for every receipt. Like, or he would like get fucking chicks to clean his fucking apartment like for free, like, and like just like, but he's like just scamming people. He'd be like, oh, like I'm Van Stiles, like, oh, I'm a famous photographer, and like just he'd be like red or what's it called, casting couch. He'd just be like casting couching all these people, just like, yeah, like you gotta suck my dick and I'll get you a Golden Globe, and like just selling dreams, you know what
just
I mean,
Harry just Harry Weinsteining like, these bitches into cleaning their apartment or what,
whatever, like he had
anything.
It was just 2 years of this fool just like hustling, like it was so dope. It's just like little life hacks and little scams and little like not even scams, just like little like workarounds, like how to fucking
like how to steal a fucking a Snickers bar from a 7-Eleven and you get the Slurpee.
I feel like he almost did that.
Slurpee and then you fill up the Slurpee.
Did you ever done that?
I've never done it, but obviously
I did it one time. I did it with a soda though. It was like a, I don't even remember what I did. I think I did like a, it was like a candy bar, like it was like something. Okay, so never stolen anything from a store, like ever. The only thing I've stolen was that candy bar from 7-Eleven and an air freshener from Walmart.
An air freshener?
How random is that?
That's
and
it.
And
an air freshener.
I have a funny backstory.
What kind
of
scent? What scent was it? Was it new car smell?
No. So listen to this. So I'm 18, or no, I'm 17, and I'm like, parents give me the like whatever fucking beater car, like driving that shit, start smoking weed. Car smells like weed all the time. So my stepdad's like, if the fucking car smells like weed one more time, like I'm taking it away. Like, you're getting grounded, like, blah, 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 blah. So what do I do? For sure, let's go smoke strawberry or fucking grape swishers.
Just, like, the loudest shit
car,
on
like,
planet Earth.
So, like, go meet up with the homies. We smoke, like, probably, who knows, two or three purple swisher fucking blunts. And I'm like, fuck, I need to get the smell out. So I'm, like, 17, like, dumbass kid. I go to Walmart, steal a lavender air freshener from Walmart. I roll all the windows down. Put the air freshener in the car. I rolled windows like halfway down. Parked the car, put the air freshener in, whatever. I literally wake up to my stepdad and he's just like, smells like lavender and weed in your car. He just nailed both scents like to the T. And I was just like, well, I'm retarded. And then I like got grounded for like a month. And then so like, it was like, all right, you have to pass a drug test to get the car back, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. I don't smoke for fucking 36 days or 37 days. Going to Vans with like hoodies on, like trying to sweat it out. I'm taking niacin, drinking water. I fucking failed after 36 days and I did not smoke. I did not take one hit of weed for 36 days and I failed.
After and that, you're like, fuck it.
It's like it came up as a faint trace. It's like I barely failed, but there's still a trace, whatever. Yeah. So he's like, all right, another 30 days or whatever. You have to take another one. So I don't smoke for another 30 days. And then he's just like, I believe it. We don't have to do it. And doesn't test me. He just did it to fuck with me. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh my God. Like, it's so funny, dude.
That's so awesome.
Don't use lavender air fresheners from Walmart to mess
just
with
some
weed.
Just don't box your parents' car.
Or just don't, probably just don't smoke blunt in your parents' vehicle.
Just don't do the blunt thing in there.
I remember I backed that car into a yellow pole and I tried to hide it from my parents for like 2 weeks. So I just parked the car with the pole, like, and then one time I fucked up and I parked it the wrong way. And I just get woken up. They're like, what the fuck? Like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, ah, God damn it.
About that. That was weeks ago.
That was 2.5 weeks
ago. That was weeks ago, motherfucker. So I've already forgot about it.
Yeah.
I lost Jen's cruiser board a couple years ago. And it was one of those things, because I'm, like, pretty good, well, she would beg to differ, but I'm, like, pretty good at trying to, like, keep track of my shit.
Yeah.
Or, like, other people's shit. And, like, I, like, straight lost her cruiser board. She had a crispy one. She had, like, this sick-ass shaped deck. It was, like, a zip-zinger shape, like a sword.
Yeah.
It was, like, this skate shop in Hawaii that, like, her friend brought out. The owner, like, brought it out here, and I got her, like, wheels and trucks and shit. It was, like, so crispy. It was, like, better than mine.
Could you lose that?
God knows how.
Can you lose
that?
That
was the thing. That was the thing. Like, Jen was just like, yeah, where's my cruiser? And it was one of those things where it was like...
You're like, oh,
dude. Like, literally...
I'll give it to you tomorrow.
Like, literally... I was like, dude, maybe it's at the skate shop, and then fucking it wasn't at the skate shop, and I was like, literally, I have no idea where it is. I have no idea how long it's been gone. Like, who knows, so dude? Funny. Like, actually, I could have left it in a parking lot. I could have left it at someone's house. It could have gotten stolen from the shop. Like, you know, when you, like, retrace your steps and you're like, I was like, no, dude, that shit is disappeared. The memory is just completely vanished.
That I could segue into another quick little story. So, start smoking weed. I get to buy a brand new bubbler, right? For like $40 the smoke shop. We go to this like party, not even a party, just like someone's house, and there's like fucking five people there. Smoking weed out of the bubbler, get all stoned, drive with my homie. It's like 1 a.m. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, I'm going to drop you off or whatever and go home. I still haven't with my parents. Fucking, all right, cool. Get all this shit. Driving. We drive like probably 5 miles. We're like, fucking couple blocks away from his house. They're like, oh, let's pull over and smoke again real quick before I drop you off. It's like, all right, cool. So we like pull into a neighborhood. We're like, dude, like, where is the bubbler? Like, fuck, like, what are we doing? Like, we just had it. Literally, it's like 1 a.m. too. Looking everywhere, like, to the point where we're both outside of my car with all four doors open. Like, where, like, what is this? Like, where is it? I'm about to get back in the car. I'm like, about to reach for the door to get back in the car to give up. The fucking bubbler is on my window, on the fucking windshield wiper on the outside of the car. I drove like 5 miles to the bubbler on the windshield wiper directly in front of me for like 5 miles. Like, imagine if I would have got pulled over with a fucking bubbler. And I didn't even know. That's how high I was. I drove the whole way, but I didn't even fucking notice it.
You're already pulled over. You're already pulled over. The cop rolls up. All four doors are open. And what's up, guys? You guys need some help? No, officer, we're good. Just we're chilling.
Oh, my God.
He finds it. You guys are like, fuck, that's where I was.
I'm like, how can someone be that fucking dumb? Like, how do you do that? It's like almost impressive.
Some stoner shit for sure.
It's like the stunniest shit ever. But so back to robots at Jack in the Box.
God, okay. Robots at Jack in the Box. Do you trust robots?
So
I don't know. It's a broad question. So do you trust robots? So, like, where do I begin?
Yeah. I don't know. It was funny.
So let me fucking narrow that down. Do you trust robots with your two tacos for 99 cents? Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's only a matter of time before everything uses robots.
100.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like the article that I read, it was just like, CEO says that due to rising labor costs and fucking high wages and whatever, like, it's cheaper to use robots. It's like, no shit. Like, very good. Like, you're just now figuring this out. You're the fucking CEO of Jack in the Box. Like, McDonald's been on this shit. Like, yeah. Look at all these other places that have already had fucking, like, self-serve, like, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Look at Amazon, where Amazon's like, cool. We don't even need robots.
Yeah, we need to be, like, talking like, about, robots, like fucking drones cool. And shit. Give me my fucking delivery drone.
Or just, like, headsets where you just put it on and you're just fucking in the store and you're just, like, and then it just shows up and you're like, who even knows how that... But yeah, I don't know. It's going to get interesting. But it's like, for sure, how fucking hard can it be? They have robots that fucking sweat and do backflips. They have robots that are fucking solving chess moves that have never been done before in like 4 seconds. Dude, and shit. For sure. Like, you think they can't fucking fry me up some goddamn fucking...
Yeah, two tacos for 99 cents.
That's the burger.
Jumbo Jack.
Jumbo Jack. You think they can't fry me up a goddamn Jumbo Jack real quick? Like, let's be real. It's like, think about it. You just walk up, you're like, Jumbo Jack, cheese, here's my credit card. And then that shit, don't know what I'm talking about at all. Then that just goes to the other computer, and then that computer is linked to the fucking cooker machine.
Dude, of course.
And it just fucking cooks it, and then fucking comes out the little, who fucking knows?
But let's be real.
Who knows?
Robots are way more efficient than human beings. Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
For
like,
real.
Dude, I swear to God, every day that goes on, I'm just like, still does not surprise me how fucking stupid people are. Like, yeah. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. I'm like, every how am I not used to this? How am I not used to it? 33 years.
Yeah.
Happens every day. I haven't learned my lesson. Yeah. People are fucking stupid. Robots ain't going to make those mistakes.
Literally.
You know what I mean? Robots aren't going to get PTSD and like ruin their fucking life and make bad decisions.
Yeah. It's like so small. Like, there's no fucking... Oh, cool. So you mean I don't have to worry about, like, sexual harassment or fucking lawsuits or fucking the robot getting hurt or fucking the robot not showing up because he's hungover or the robot, like... Cool, sign me up for that one.
Or, like, the robot getting somebody saying, fuck you, the burger sucks, and then, like, 6 years later, that person snaps because of that one moment. It's just, like, yeah. Built up, and then it ends up, like, having mental illness.
Shooting up,
and,
like, yeah, exactly. 47 jack-in-the-boxes or something. Or
just, like, a homeless crackhead just based on... You think a robot gives a shit about a bully? No.
I think there's one scenario where, like, fuck robots, and that's at the goddamn bank, my friend. Chase Bank... Every time I go to the fucking Chase Bank, there's fucking 8 to 10 windows of tellers. 2 tellers, 3 max. Usually it's only 2. And then 2 or 3 of the new, like, self-standing, like, self-serve whatever ones. And, like, the lines are always just retarded. They're just super long. Because they're trying to get everybody to use the machines and nobody wants to use them. Everyone wants to use the fucking tellers. Because it's like, for that it makes sense. Because it's like, no. Like, I need to fucking deposit this. I need to withdraw that. I need fucking checks. I need to make this transfer. I need to do all these things and it better be fucking perfect. Like, And like, people, like you said, people are so stupid. Like, good luck trying to, like, cool, how are you going to educate the fucking dude from... wherever with the IQ of like 10 to like use this machine. Like, it needs to be
universal,
so dumbed down and universal for like hamburgers and like, dude, easy shit. But when it comes to like, yeah, more technical shit or like money or like things like that, I think it's still like you need that like human, like no, I want a fucking receipt. Like, one time I went to Chase, made like 8 deposits or whatever, and like, before this happened, I would never really, like, double check. Like, I would just, like, glance or whatever. Like, cool, but, like, whatever. So I made all these deposits, and I'm, like, walking out. And I'm, like, what the fuck? Like, I don't see a receipt for, like, the biggest deposit. It was, like, $8,000. I'm, like, there's no receipt for this. And then I'm, like, what the fuck? And it's, like, I go back, and I'm, like, I just walk straight back to the front of the line. And I'm, like, yo, I just fucking gave you, like, $8,000 on one of these things. Like, I don't have a receipt. And she's, like, oh, my God. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, so literally, I could have just walked out the fucking building, and she would have just fucking... Cool, there goes $8,000 due to like human error because I didn't double check, yeah. You know? But it's just like, it's interesting how like fucking, it's just gotta be so dumbed down, I feel like, for that shit to work.
That's just what I've been like tripping on lately, like the last 6 months or so, is just like what you said. The ability for people to adapt. You know?
People and are like, still so far behind.
Like the idea of evolution, like, you don't fucking believe in evolution. Look around you. There's fucking people who don't use fucking... They don't fucking pay on, with their shit online. Like, my mom goes to Verizon to pay her bill every month. Like, Shane of all. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's fucking not 2018 Homo sapiens, you know? So, and like that separation. Like, people who, like you said, like, teaching people how to use this fucking thing. Like, that to a tech person, like... Oh, you're going to walk up and you're going to go boop, 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 boop on the fucking tablet, and you just got your number 6 combo or with your fucking curly fries.
If you're like the 65-year-old dude who doesn't even know what a fucking computer is, good luck trying to fucking get them to use your fucking future machine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so even with Jack in the Box, like, they could probably make it so simple and so dumb and universal, and people will still have trouble figuring it out. Like, it's just insane. But it's only a matter of time before everybody starts rolling that shit out slowly but surely. Mm-hmm. So I already know we're going to start seeing it more and more and more and more and more. Like,
even with fucking cars.
Even with fucking Bitcoin. Like, all this shit that's going on right now with all the technology, like, with fucking virtual reality and fucking augmented reality and fucking voice. And, like, there's so much shit that's, like, we're still fucking years away from a lot of the super crazy shit, but it's... People already have that technology right now. They're already developing it and perfecting it and whatever.
You know? Just like get a science app, like Science Daily or something, and then just scroll on that and just look at the articles every day. And you're like, what the fuck? What the
fuck? Yeah, there's so much shit that you don't even know. Yeah. The craziest shit, or not the craziest, but one that I like heard these dudes talking about was like the glasses or whatever. So like they're working on these glasses, or they're already out, or no, they're definitely not out, but this is something in like 5 or 10 years or something. But basically you just put the glasses on, it'll like pretty much everything, like your fucking text feed will like pop up, your fucking, like I walk up to you and it'll be like fucking Derek from Park, fucking your, everything about you. Like I go to the grocery store, like cool, it knows that I only shop with these brands, so it highlights these brands. Like I go to China and I'm talking to someone, it fucking translates the fucking their language, like everything. I'm like, how crazy is that?
That's, you know, it. I mean? That's all, yeah, that's what the next shit is going to be too, is like the wearable technology. Like all sorts of crazy shit. Like the tech shit as far as what you were just saying, and then as far as like what else is going to be new with like apparel. You know?
Because it's going to go some,
like,
yeah,
fucking Jetson shit, like cool, we have like 3M reflective shit, like what's next?
We already
like,
have it. We already have the we already watches, have, like, we already have the glasses, yeah, we already have like certain things, like it's just gonna keep evolving until eventually it's just gonna be inside of us, and then in fucking 1,000 years we're just gonna be robots or some shit, or who knows. That's how I see it. If it just keeps going at this rate, like it's just gonna keep, you're just gonna keep getting closer and closer and closer and closer to technology, and then eventually we're just gonna merge with it or whatever, 100. You know, like, like how crazy would that be if we're like fucking 50 and it's just like, all right, cool, like just put this chip in and you just live forever, you know what I mean? Like that's not out of the realm of possibility. Like no, they're already like doing shit now to reverse aging and to fucking slow, like that's what's crazy about our lifetime, is like by the time we're like fucking 65 or 70, like there could very well be some shit that fucking gives us an extra 50 years of life, yeah, or whatever. Like it's not out of like question. It's a lot of like super smart people are already talking about this, you know?
That's what I'm banking on. Some,
that's what I'm banking
some
on, too.
Stem cells, dude. I want to fucking have some, like, stem cell gummies, you know? Yeah. Like, you just get them. It's like the Gatorade B12 chews, but it's just, yep, like, stem cells. You just fucking take that shit, pop like it in your mouth, and the next thing you fucking know, the next thing you know, your fucking knees are just, like, grew cartilage, and I'm, like, dunking on 10-foot hoops, being like 42 5'9" and 42.
Make your NBA debut.
Yeah, I like barely work out like twice a week, but I can like dunk because these stem cells just like gave me that bounce,
dude. It's only fucking like
Vince Carter in this bitch.
So yeah, that'll be interesting. You seen the robot that does like a backflip and shit, right?
The yellow one, it was like doing box jumps and
it's like
shit.
Imagine
like
what the military has that we don't know about. That's the other thing. For sure, why isn't the army just all robots?
Yeah, right?
Like, what? Like, right? Or is that a bad idea?
I mean, they're doing that with, like,
drones.
Well,
then drones. They can, like, rebel against us or some shit, or, like...
Yeah, what if...
They could go haywire, yeah, or something. It just goes, like, haywire, and they attack, like, Africa.
Yeah, exactly, like, exactly. What if, like, the Russian hackers just, like, flip yeah, that shit on us?
Ooh, they hack into the robots.
And next thing you know, we have, like...
Ooh, they turn them back against us.
37,000 iRobots coming, ooh, at us.
That's a good call. That's why I'm not part of... Department of Defense.
They're already doing drones and just like missing people, just like striking out.
Oh my god, they're already killing
thousands
so many innocent people.
Fucking people.
Yeah, that's like the big thing under Obama that like nobody ever talked about, but it was like super interesting that there's like more people killed by drones on his watch than like fucking everybody combined or something crazy. It's like, oh, there's a fucking family of like 14 fucking kids that just got blown up. Oops, sorry. Like, try again, or like, who dude, even knows?
Yeah, because it's all like calibrated to cell phones or something like that.
Yeah, like when I do mine, it's just like.
Speaking of which,
we drone owners now. What's
good?
Got
a drone, baby.
We about to be flying.
I got the Mavic Pro, so if anybody out there listens to this shit and you guys fuck with that, give us a little holler. Because I haven't, I've got it like calibrated and turned it on, but I haven't like taken it out and flown it yet, and I'm not really like a RC dude, so I'm gonna go out and.
I was like thinking last time, I'm like, what like weird stony shit can we do with the drone? Like have like fly a joint around or something, or like,
right?
I don't even know. I gotta think about
that's
it.
That's what I was. Yeah, I was talking to Vince about that today. I was like, I haven't fucked with it yet, and I know there's like a bunch of possibilities and cool things to do, but like I just gotta like get out and shoot a couple things and kind of like figure out how it works, because I think it can go far, dude. Like,
yeah,
should it go like 200 feet so up, how much and like weight 4 feet
hold? Or can it hold any weight?
Just, I don't know if you need to hold anything. It's got
like, if you want to like attach something to it.
I mean, you could probably put a joint or something to it, mm-hmm. but it's got the fucking camera with the gimbal and you can like zoom around and shit like that, mm-hmm. or like pan, and it's like, dude, yeah. it's so small, and you just flip the fucking legs out and then attach my phone to the thing. It's like a little controller, and then you can like see the drone and you can like focus and shit. Damn, and you can change the exposure. You can take photos. Like, there's a trigger for photos, there's a trigger for like record video.
Yeah, that's dope.
It's like crazy. Like, I've never really fucked with it, like RC cars, not like suck at Call of Duty and like video games like that. So
yeah, it'll be interesting.
But it's supposed to be, and there's like a pause button, so you just want it to just float right there.
I saw fucking pauses. People doing them, like fucking drama, and his like dad had it for Christmas, mm-hmm. and they're like flying them in their living room.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like old ass like dad just like flying it all slow, but it looks so dope. They're just like flying it around their little living room. Like, Vince, yeah, it looks so sick.
We got some good ideas for some sunglasses if we do the little sunglass brand.
Oh, I saw his little logos or whatever.
Yeah,
I think that fucking name is good, dude.
And it's like the whole vibe is like,
I think it's perfect.
The vibe is like, after you like, what's after a, like a one night stand, like the next morning, like the morning after the party. So it's like mimosas and brunch are like coming out of some fucking downtown building, but you're like chick still wearing a dress from the night before, yeah. and she's like putting her fucking sunglasses on type
yeah.
shit. Or like skater dude who's like in some swanky spot, but he like is wearing fucking skater clothes, but he like made his way into the like the Hollywood swank party, and it's like the next morning. Like, he just got these glasses from some chick that he like stayed at her crib.
Yeah. No, yeah. I think the name is good. I got some ideas too.
Sunglass company. Shade for the shadows. Possibly. They're the shades for the soon. Shadows. Shades for the cool. shadows, or shades for the shade, or something like that.
Yeah.
But we might be fucking around with some sunglasses for fun, guys.
Maybe we'll do a little.
As we're telling, we're like, just go back and not do anything.
A little sunglass project.
But
at least with the sunglasses, it's all
it's all pre-made. It's all we just made, go order fucking X amount and just have them sell out when they sell out. And
start slanging. Cool. So we got robots out the way. Got Jack in the Box out the way. We got the Bitcoin documentary.
So yeah, you've been fucking balls deep in some Bitcoin.
Balls deep in the Bitcoin. Balls deep in the old Bitcoin.
Cryptocurrency.
So goes. I'm like trying to just learn more about it. And like, this documentary is actually like really fucking good. It just breaks it down like super simple, like kind of just simplifies it or whatever, but it's like really well made, and it's like cool. It's like current. Like,
mm-hmm.
they just did a really good job. It's like interesting, like informative, like it's just fucking good documentary. But it's called Bitcoin or The Rise of Bitcoin or something like that.
What's it on?
I think it's Netflix or Hulu or Amazon. I don't even know. I have it all built into the Roku, so I've just always like,
who knows?
Forget. But yeah, like just fucking watching that shit is like super fucking interesting. And there's just people getting rich like left and right doing this, and it's fucking crazy how much money people are making off of these fucking cryptocurrencies. And like, the more research I'm doing, it's just more smart people talking about it, and it's, they're all saying the same thing. And it's just like a reoccurring theme that it's just, this is the future. Why are we even using paper money? Like, what is paper money? Like, what are we doing? Why do we need a bank? We don't need a fucking bank. Like, mm-hmm. with all this shit, it's all fucking person to person. It's just like, cool, fucking, here, Derek, here's fucking $500. Cool, here, Aaron, here's fucking $400.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Hey, mom in China, here's $1,000.
Yeah, no hey, fees, fucking, no fucking whatever. Like,
so what's happening right now is there's all these like smaller coins and crypto coins and shit that are popping up. There's like thousands and thousands and thousands of them, and like a lot of them are scams. A lot of them are just like fucking some rich asshole, or I mean, there's a bunch of different ones, but for example, some rich asshole with like billions of dollars comes out with like Derek coin or whatever and fucking pumps it up and gets the fucking stock going up and fucking gets all the news and the attention or whatever, and then gets all his homies to buy into it, and then they just fucking ride off of the pump, and then they just sell all of it and cash out.
Yeah.
Or there's like all these like Ponzi schemes, or there's all these like scam coins. So like a lot of people are getting scammed right now too. So it's just trying to find like which ones are like the right ones to invest in. And it's, there's like a couple things that you can like look at or whatever, but it's just fucking crazy how fast these crypto coins are growing. Like, they're pretty much like explaining it as like, this is like our dot-com boom of our era.
Mm-hmm.
So like when that was happening, everybody was getting rich because mm-hmm. it's like nothing, it hadn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, cool. You get lampshade.com. You get like carbuyer.com.
You get NBA.com before the
basketball, whatever, like,
yeah,
whatever. Boom. Like you made it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, so right now the same thing's happening. So it's like, and it's so funny in the documentary, they're just like, they're just explaining it. They're like, 20 years ago, people didn't know it. Like, right now, the whole argument is like, well, what is Bitcoin? People don't even know what it is. Like, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, because everybody's too fucking stupid to understand what it is. Like, all the smart people know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they can explain to you exactly how it mm-hmm. works. And they're just showing all this, like, news coverage of, like, all the major news outlets 20 years ago with, like, the internet? What is the internet? Internet is this new, like, is the internet a scam? The same, all the same shit people are saying about Bitcoin right mm-hmm. now. Same thing. They're all saying it about the internet or about all these other industries or whatever, because we were unsure and we didn't know. And we had no idea what the like implications were yeah. going to be of the internet. And this is going to be bigger than the internet.
Yeah, this is like money. A source of...
This is like worldwide currency. Yeah. Like, this is going to like revolutionize.
Well, this
like,
is something everything. That... Yeah, this is like... This is something that was almost like cool conspiracy theorists want to talk about, like New World Order, like mm-hmm. unification or North America Union or whatever the fuck mm-hmm. people want to say. It's some shit, but this is like not some like Illuminati shit. This is like tech people fucking creating.
It's like for the people too.
Yeah.
Like it's so it's crazy. It's like how the it internet. Works. So it's like, it's fucking crazy. So like, it's all done off of this thing called the blockchain. So the blockchain is like a bunch of ledgers. So basically like if you heard the term like mining for Bitcoin,
mm-hmm.
so like the last like however many years people have been mining for Bitcoin. And so what that means is you're solving math problems on the blockchain ledger to verify it. So all the transactions that go through are verified by other members, but it has to get verified by like it's kind of confusing obviously, but like, so say like when I did mine, I made a little investment the other day and I put like $100 into one of these random little penny stocks. And so when I do that, I buy it. But before that transaction goes through, it needs to get verified. So what that means is that other people on the network, so like you can mine for Bitcoins, which means you're going through and verifying these transactions and you get 0.01 Bitcoin. So these fucking crazy like tech corporate whatever are literally buying like I was watching some like Ty Lopez dude and the dude's like, yeah, we just ordered another 18 or I think $18 million worth of computers. He's like, just this week we ordered that many.
Just to run programs to...
Just to mine.
Just to verify mm-hmm. transactions to get the 0.01.
Exactly.
Because then after you get fucking...
But what's happening now is it's getting so saturated that the fucking payout's getting smaller and smaller and smaller because... like anything else, everybody's doing it. The big people are starting to eat up the fucking whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the documentary is this super nerdy dude and he's sick. He's just like, yeah, like I'm a fucking nerd. Like he's like, I was a nerd in high school and like I didn't want to be. And like I look back and he's like, I wish I would have just been a nerd. Like being a nerd is fucking dope or whatever. Like it's just interesting. And like he's like, it was like showing his shit from like when Bitcoin was worth like $50 or $20 or something like that till now. And like, so this dude's obviously a millionaire, but he just in his basement had like 3 or 4 computer towers or whatever just mining for Bitcoin. And he's just like in the backyard like grilling hamburgers and the computer's just doing all the work. And then this fool is like obviously super smart, so he's just like, he knows like all these up and coming ones and whatever. So basically all these like, well, I didn't even tell you this either. So you have to sign up for an account to get access to the fucking exchange of all these crypto coins, right? So you have to be a member of like, there's like 4 major websites. So the 2 most major websites I signed up for like 2-3 weeks ago, but didn't do anything with them, right? About a week ago, both of those websites closed registration because so many people were signing up. So now people are selling their accounts for 1 Bitcoin. I have 2. But I was looking into it more today and like a bunch of people are trying to sell, but I haven't seen like any buyers.
Yeah, because it's like $17,000. Like,
right, but there's people selling like half a Bitcoin or one Bitcoin or one Litecoin or like whatever. But Blake was saying the same thing, that people are selling their accounts and shit. So I'm like, damn, just by me signing up,
I can just sell the actual
account or whatever. But what I'm thinking is I'm going to use one of the accounts and then probably sell the other one or try to sell it. And then like, whatever, say I sell it for a couple of grand, whatever I make off that, I'm just going to put all into the fucking, you know what I mean?
For sure.
But like, I've been doing like a little bit of research or whatever, just like trying to find like which are the ones to look out for, which ones are cracking, which ones, blah, 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 blah. And like, dude, some of these are literally going up like 42,000% in like a month. Like, people are putting in like $5,000 and making $100,000 in a week. Like, I'm not saying to do this and you're gonna get rich and all this shit, but like, that's what I'm trying to learn now, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah. So I'm trying to learn, like, all right, what do you look out for? Like, what does this even mean? Like, how does fucking, what's it called, Bitcoin even work? Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I'm just trying to, like,
yeah, exactly,
learn more and more and more and more, and then just listen to all these smart people. Because, like, a month ago, I slept, dude. I was listening to fucking Ty Lopez. He had some Bitcoin investor dude on, these nerdy-ass kids that are, like, 19, that are probably worth, like, $50 million because they fucking have been on this shit. And, like, he's just like, so what do you say about people that think this is a scam and blah, blah, blah? And they're just, like, laughing.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so, like, not even cocky. They're just, like, so confident and just, like, laughing. And they're just explaining everything, like,
yeah,
like, no, they just don't know what this is yet. Like, yeah, this is revolution. You know what I mean? Like, they're so far ahead of it.
You're like, this is, if you have the information, it's such easy money.
Exactly.
You have to just have the information.
Exactly. And so it's even crazier is, like, it's like a whole weeding out process. So, like, it took me a while just to figure out how to even do it. Because you have to literally, like, you have to buy fucking whatever. You have to buy some kind of currency, Bitcoin or Litecoin or whatever, Ethereum, and then you have to sign up for a fucking account on one of these exchanges. You have to convert your fucking coin into the fucking exchange, buy it through there. Then it has to, like, verify. Like, you have to do all these things. And it's like, the average person, it's like so confusing. You know what I mean? Which is great for people that are like me, like that I'm like legitimately trying to learn how to do this. And I'm like, I'm going to figure it out because I'm determined. So it's like, that gives me an advantage over the dude that's like, I want to do this, but he's not going to sit there for 3 hours and figure it out. You know what I mean? So it almost just like weeds out all the fucking whatever. But I've only put $100 into the these like smaller coins or whatever. But I've just been looking at the, because you could look at all of them, like the 7-day history, the 30-day history, like whatever. And like, there's so many, dude, from December that are just like, they're like fucking 10 cents in December, or like 30 cents or whatever. And now they're like $4 or like $17 or like just crazy growth. But it's crazy, all these are so volatile that could go either way anytime. So that's what I like about it, the risk and the fucking speed, the action.
Because
right now, like, cool, trading stocks and shit, like, it's great. Like, I've made probably like 20% return or whatever over the year, which is great. But it's like, I want to make that like 400% in a week.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, which is obviously a lot more risky.
Well, it's like, you want to make that like fucking $5,000 into $70,000, and then you put like 50 of that $70,000 into the ones that's developing like the 20%.
Exactly.
Like, the like low risk.
Exactly. So 10, like
20%.
What I'm gonna do probably is
like
probably,
I'm a financial advisor.
I know, we're just like breaking fuck? Everything
like,
down.
Like over here we're just fucking Ty Lopez, fucking Tony Robbins over here. Fucking
shit, watch me hit one of these little Litecoins or whatever, and we're off to the moon, baby.
This is fucking space 420.
I'm just gonna pick, once I like, I'm gonna do like another day or two of research, and then I'm just gonna pick like five and just put like a little bit or whatever, like a nice little amount into each one, and then just,
well, tell me, I want to set up this account.
Sit,
like,
back,
I can't
and
set
see
up
what
an
happens
account anymore, huh?
So you can set it up through one of these other ones. And then, so I've been also trying to research that. Instead of that, they're going to open them back up, but they just don't know when that's going to happen or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm like, shit, if I could just sell, like literally, I don't know if this is like, from what I'm hearing, you could sell it for up to one Bitcoin, which is
$15,000.
So it's like,
and then just like,
that's the case.
$15,000 like, turn into like $30,000 by the end of the year.
Pick 15 stocks and put a G in each one, or pick 7 stocks, put 2 G or something, you know what I mean? And just one of them bound to fucking hit. Like, as long as you're like doing your research, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's like, a lot of these are scams. But a lot of these are backed by like fucking geniuses and fucking certain, like you could tell too, because like certain ones are securing certain partnerships and certain, so like Kodak, I fucked up on Kodak. Kodak just announced that they're going to start doing Bitcoin mining and Bitcoin shit, crypto shit. Their stock went up like fucking 30% overnight. And so like, I was like, what the fuck? So I tried to buy in, like, oh, maybe I could ride the end of this wave and then just cash out at the end of the day. It's like I bought it at the peak and then it dropped 20% the next day. I was like, God damn it, Kodak. But I'm retarded. I'm like, I waited way too long. You know what I mean? But it's just interesting how that shit can like fluctuate. And it's really only a matter of time until Amazon, Facebook, all these fat cats like start fucking with it or fucking with one of these versions. It's just like who gets the contract type of thing, you know? And if you have your money on that one, then like,
it's just going to explode.
Boom. So like, I don't know. Do your fucking research, learn about it. There's so much money to be made if you know what you're doing. So I'm trying to just get to that point where I at least know enough to like know, like, you know, at least I know what's going on, I know what's high, I know what's not, blah blah blah. Like, then I have a more calculated risk. So I'm like, cool, here's a couple grand, like either I'm gonna fucking knock it out of the park or I lose a couple grand. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But just diversify, baby.
Diversify them funds, baby. So like, yeah, with that too, like, it's good to obviously like I have like a decent amount of money in the like actual Bitcoin and like the major ones, and then like I want to have like, so you have like that portfolio, then you have like the smaller coins. I want to start my real estate fucking savings fund this year. I'm trying to have real estate, stocks, crypto, and like a mutual fund or something.
That's good.
And then like a travel fund, and then just a rainy day like savings.
Yeah, dope.
That's like my goal for this year, to have like multiple streams of income and then multiple like
assets,
things that are growing to,
yeah, exactly,
like building or whatever.
Idea.
So hopefully when I'm 50 I can do some cool shit, but we'll see.
Have that shit built up under you.
Yeah. So yeah, Bitcoin, check out that documentary.
I'm gonna, it's check pretty that out,
interesting. And fuck, maybe some of you guys are killing it at Bitcoin. If you are, let us know what coins are about to pop, baby.
Drop us a comment.
Drop us a comment below.
What else you got?
Oh, man, we're cranking. We're cranking through the docket today. Last agenda on the docket. Last item on the docket. We got the Big Baller Brand. We got the F rating on the Better Business Bureau.
The BBB collabs with the BBB and gets a FFF.
So I guess that fool's just like not shipping anything. Question mark? Maybe he is. I don't know. But apparently he's not off to the...
Talk about headlines and talk about...
start.
Fucking doing shit to get yourself in the press. LeVar Ball's like a king.
I know.
Like...
And then just like... For sure, if you're going to do all that like media and marketing and get all this attention and millions of people on your shit, like, for sure, like, have some kind of shipping thing in place or like have some kind of... Like, I wonder what happened. I don't even know the full story. I just know that he's blowing it. Indica agrees.
Yeah, right? Not a ball fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Especially when you're like that and people are just, like, looking for shit to just throw you under the bus, you know?
People are looking for every excuse to fucking...
To just, like, shit on you and your family when, like, Lonzo's, like, actually a good fucking player. You went to the Clipper game. How was your Clipper game experience?
It is lit. I got... Dude, so...
you got super hungover.
I literally haven't had a hangover in probably like a year.
Yeah. Like, you don't do shit.
Probably literally like a year. Like, I haven't gone out and like fucking raged in forever. And so like, we like went to this Mexican restaurant or whatever, like some fancy Mexican place, and like, dude, it was so fucking good. It was called Rosa Mexicana or
Where
something.
Was it?
Right by the Staples Center.
Like across the street?
By Fleming's.
Is it the corner. In LA it's Live like, or no?
No, it's like on the corner right there.
It's like a corner like from where like the ledges fucking, are, the little park and shit like that.
Yeah. It's like I could throw a fucking baseball at the fucking Staples Center or whatever.
It wasn't El Compadre.
It was like Mackenzie just randomly picked it, and like I thought it was like Don Jose's or some shit.
Yeah.
It's like some fancy ass like fucking place. And like, it was dope. I got like, started off with the, I was like, I'm getting fucking drunk tonight for this one. So like started off with a nice strawberry margarita. Just like jumping around on bags back there.
Okay.
Started off with a... Should I just move that shit?
No, she's, I think she's chilling now.
Started off with a nice strawberry margarita and a Corona. Then I went to another margarita. Then I went to a mojito. Then we went to the game.
This was like during layup drills or what?
This was before we even walked into the Staples Center.
Oh my God.
I had like four drinks. I had like two margaritas, a mojito, and a Corona. And so like I'm like pretty buzzed or whatever. Fucking hitting the little vape pen on the way in or whatever. Like get in. Like pretty cool seats. We have like a private entrance. We're like in the middle.
Yeah.
Not like the lower, but like...
Premier seating. Or,
yeah. Just... Yeah, Premier, whatever.
Like, you go in by the boxes, but then you go, like, down below the boxes.
Yeah, exactly. So, it was, like, it was pretty good seats. And then, whatever, we have, like, our own, like, little personal waitress or waiter person or whatever. Get a fucking $13 IPA. Mm-hmm. Drink that. And then, I got a fucking sangria.
Oh,
I just mixed everything.
Just throw the sugar. Did you just puke red or what?
Dude, I didn't even puke. So, like, whatever. Drink the IPA. Then get sangria. Then I got another beer. I don't even remember what kind. And then it was like last call, so I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to order two at once. So two more beers. And then like by the fourth quarter, I'm just like, Decker! I'm like, let's go, Decker! Don't even know who Decker is.
Sam Decker, just, like, baby.
The tall, goofy white guy on the court. I'm like,
he's getting that playing time because Blake Griffin's out. Oh my God. I watched and the game was like,
and McKenzie just yelling for Decker the whole time.
Oh my God. And the game was good. It ended up fucking,
they ended up winning by 1 point, which was sick. They were winning like the whole game. Then the Hawks like came back and went up, and it was like pretty good game. They won by 1 point.
And then, there was just like no starters. It was just like all super like third string D league.
I just recognized like DeAndre Jordan and Lou Williams.
That's it.
And like nobody else. I had no idea. Oh, Bellinelli.
Yeah,
I just remember the name from 2K. Yeah.
Just draining threes.
So he's just like
hitting
threes. I'm like, that's my boy. Like, I remember that dude. He's on the other team.
Yeah.
It's like, Bellinelli. And then, fucking whatever. Took an Uber here. Drank more fucking beers. Drank like two or three shock tops. Smoked a fat fucking blunt.
Yep, that's about blunt time after you, like,
drink. Went to bed at, like, don't even remember going to bed. Go to bed at, like, 2 in the morning or some shit.
It was wake like a up. Tuesday.
Yeah, on a Tuesday, wake up at like 10 or something, like look at my phone, Nelson's like, I'll be at your crib in 5 minutes, and I'm like, alright, gotta get up, like here we go. I like got up, got in the shower, I was like dizzy as fuck, I felt like I was still drunk.
Probably.
Took a shower, got dressed, like tried to just like, alright, just power through it, like, I'm like out here, I'm like giving Nelson the rundown, like. And, like, while I'm giving them the run, I'm just, like, trying not to, like, pass out. Like, I just felt, like, drunk and dizzy. Like, it was so weird. And then, like, whatever. And then, like, I'm trying to talk to him. And then I'm, like, I need to sit down. So I'm just, like, sitting on the couch, like, trying to just, like, all right, like, you got this. Like, let's do this. Like, let's do this. You know what I mean? Like, got a lot to do. Let's get this done. Drinking water and shit. After, like, 15 minutes, I'm, like, I can't do anything today. Like, I'm not even gonna try. Like, I'm so fucked right now. And then, so, like, Nelson leaves. Literally, just turn my phone off. I think I texted you back. I was just, like, whatever. And then I turned my phone off at, like, 1. And just slept till, like, fucking 8:30. And then I woke up, and I still felt, like, kinda whatever. And then went to bed, and then I woke up, and I was good.
Oh my
but I was
God.
Like, holy shit. I forgot how, like, brutal a hangover could be, dude. Like... Literally just put me out. Like, I couldn't have done anything that day. Unless I would have, like... I did. I slept all day and I woke up and still didn't feel right.
Did you trade a full day's work of getting shit done for yelling at Sam Decker for 45 minutes at Staples Center?
It was just, like... I just felt so shitty because I was, like, fuck. Like, I'm already so far behind. Like, first I was sick for, like, fucking 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Then we had fucking holidays. Then I went on vacation. Now I'm back going to fucking Clipper game. Now I'm just like, what am I doing
with my life?
I'm just like, ah, because I'm just like so far behind right now. But
you're like, hey, at least we got like, the win.
I was like, hey, I'm starting things off good because that's what I told myself this year was like, I'm doing more shit this year. Like, I'm not gonna fucking
enjoy my life.
Be like 50 and just be like, cool, I just started a computer for 40 years and didn't experience anything, you know? Yeah. So like, I'm like, all right, we're a weekend. I'm already like getting hangovers and yelling at people and fucking, we're off to a good start.
Right.
That was my Clipper experience.
There you go. Dope. That's what happens when you guys get out, when you and Mackenzie get out.
And me and Mackenzie go out for the first time in like fucking forever.
And you Uber?
Yeah.
So you're just like game on. Both just like double fisting. Yeah. Everywhere.
Just game.
Dude, I was going to like at least 10 games a season for a while. This year and last year, I didn't get to go to. I think I went to one last year.
Dude, I used to be like a diehard Clipper fan. Like, me and Zach would go once a week, and twice a week.
$6 for tickets.
Or we would get like, we'd just wait on StubHub till like a couple hours before the game. We'd buy VIP tickets for $40.
For sure.
For like season holders that couldn't make it up last minute. And then you just buy
StubHub where it's at, for sure.
Pick the tickets up, like up the street. Now there's like a StubHub center inside Staples Center. I'm like, where was this when I was coming all the time?
So what? You can like print your
shit. But I'm like, how does that work? Because how do you like get in? You know what I mean? Because it's like inside the building.
Yeah, I've done it where like literally I've bought tickets and then I've gone across the street to like the Ritz-Carlton at LA Live and like went into the hotel and fucking used their computer and printed their shit.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, I remember it was like right up the street when I would go. You'd have to like go in and pick the tickets up and then whatever. But yeah, it was cool. Nice little getaway. Fucking right off the cruise ship into the basketball arena, baby.
Just for the turn.
Worldwide.
Did you get hungover?
Where am I going to be next week?
You didn't get hungover on the cruise?
No, because I didn't really drink like that. I didn't like...
Go ham.
Because I was like trying to get drunk at the Clipper game. I'm like, we're getting fucking drunk tonight. We're going out. Like, we're going in tonight. On the cruise, it was just like...
You with family and shit. I don't
know. Yeah, like, I got drunk, but it wasn't like...
Yeah.
Craziness or whatever. I don't know. But
well, we're gonna
see where I end up next week.
Just get out. Still have to come out to Long Beach and go out and look for places. Dude, it's insane. Like, Vince and living two blocks away from Jake in downtown. Like, I just go work out of Vince's house and fucking park my car and like walk to Agenda and then like went to go eat.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can find a place by the beach. Or like not by the beach, but at least like in the mix.
Oh, dude.
So I could like skate to the beach or something. Dude, or like whatever. Go post social media shit on the beach.
Oh, it's gonna be so easy, dude.
Shit like that.
Like, if you get a spot, like, there's plenty of zones. Like, if you were to get like Shane's old place, that's
That'd be literally so like a block and a half from the beach. That's literally like what I need, what I want.
Like, that would be the best place to shoot. Like, you could get a pool table and we could fucking like have this fucking,
because like a lot of the places like that I've been looking at have like fucking pretty big backyards, like pretty big fucking garages, like multiple, like whatever, 3 or 4 bedrooms. Like, it's gonna be dope. You know what I mean? It's gonna be sick.
Put a table or two, put a fire pit out back, put a table out back, just do like nice, so
build everything out.
Just fucking to fill you guys in, right now we're like out of the warehouse. We have our inventory for two of our companies split between Aaron and Mackenzie's house and Vince's house in Long Beach. So we're like shipping out of here and shipping out of Vince's house and like running shit back and forth. And
we're literally, just like fucking, we got like 3 weeks of just like chaos to put up with, like inventory all over the place and boxes everywhere and just like madness. But it's not really too much of madness because we're all like caught up kind of now, but just madness and like shit's all over the place and we don't have a lot of room to like we're filming on the fucking couch in our living room right now. Like, we don't have anywhere to film, so we're just waiting till we can fucking move into our new spot. That's gonna be like pretty dope, hopefully. And we're gonna try to have like a studio, an office, like a dope backyard area, like just a couple different things. Like, pretty much we're just obviously transitioning into like a dope house.
Yeah, just to invite people over and to just shoot a lot of cool collab videos and vlogs and have a bunch of different sets. If we have like a cool living room, different places in the living room to film, one or two places to film in the backyard. Maybe one of the rooms is built out for
just like, hopefully like
something else.
We're trying to get moved to Long Beach. So like, hopefully we'll be more in the mix there. Like, right now we live in Whittier, which is kind of like there's nothing in
it's fucking like a Whittier. Suburb of yeah. LA. It's like kind of like in between LA and Orange County. It's like East LA, but then like, yeah.
Yeah, so Long Beach is like, everybody fucking lives in Long Beach. It's like central. It's by the beach. There's a lot of shit, so it'll be dope once we fucking just get everything settled in. And once we do that, then we can actually start making some moves here for the new year. But in the meantime, we're just kind of transitioning over. You guys will be seeing a lot of changes in the way that we're running High Rise and just trying to focus and make it more of a media platform and put out more dope content and showcase other people's content, highlight other creators and showcase other people's shit, and just kind of go the opposite route that everybody else is going in the industry, which is like
everybody's trying to go super mainstream. Not everybody, but a lot of these big companies, they're just kind of like targeting the mainstream. Mm-hmm. They're stealing everybody's content, not crediting anybody. And then like what we want to do is like, we don't really want to go for the mainstream. Like mm-hmm. we're trying to like, we have this cool ass community. We right. have like this 420 community. Like you guys are fucking watching this. You guys watch High Rise TV. You guys fuck with and are part of the real 420 community. Mm-hmm. This is like the core, like core skateboarding. Like you have like your real fucking skateboarders, and then you have your mainstream people like Nyjah and Ryan Scheckler and Rob Dyrdek and blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Like you guys know what the fuck the core is. You guys know who the weed tubers are that you guys fuck with. We want to collaborate with all those people. We want to collaborate with the people on Instagram that are like the true little like Insta vloggers. Mm-hmm. You know, and right. like we all comment on each other's videos, everybody, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, and we want to have a house in Long Beach that people can come through,
shoot
fucking videos. We could do interviews. We could do podcasts. We can do Two Girls, One Bongs. We're going to bring High as Fuck back.
We're going to bring that show back. Stoked on that. Try to get some cool guests on. We're going to try to line up a lot more guests for Doobie Talk. Basically, we're just trying to get more involved with the community, get more people involved, do more collabs, highlight more people, showcase more stuff. So we're putting kind of like our... We still have all of our other businesses. They're still running at the warehouse. We're just going to be primarily focused now on High Rise TV, creating content, uploads, all that stuff. That's going to kind of be our new focus and kind of reverse what we had going on last year, which last year we were kind of like High Rise TV was just kind of a hobby on the back end and we'd work on it here and there, but it didn't really get our attention or focus. And we're more focused on doing production and running our brands and stuff like that. And now we want to kind of just have the brands run themselves and just focus on doing High Rise TV and doing all the cool content, marketing, all that good stuff. So we're almost ready to begin that process. So you guys will definitely be seeing some shit. Some
it's kind of like... I want to bring up this question off YouTube from Michael Dunaway. This was what we were talking about, but he's like, didn't realize you guys were only in that space for a year. Did you predict growing out of the space so quickly, or did you guys intend to stay there longer?
So that's a good question. So like, yeah, it's just kind of an interesting like decision that we made at the end of the last year. So we could have stayed at that space if we wanted to, ideally, but it was just getting pretty crowded and kind of cramped because we have an embroidery business, our homies have a screen print business, we're all in the same warehouse together. Shit's just getting kind of congested and just there's not a lot of room to really do anything. It's a lot of overhead, there's a lot of time, there's a lot of shit going on. So basically we decided like we could still do all this, but we don't need this, you know, big ass warehouse and all these employees. And literally like, so basically when we were running our embroidery business, we had fucking the embroidery person, the cleaning lady, and the salesperson, and the blah, 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 and the customer service. And we have all these employees doing all this shit and all this overhead and rent and electricity and
management
and just the time it took to manage everything and the cost to fucking payroll and everything is just getting like a little out of control. And we realized that we could do the same exact thing that we're doing now, but with way less overhead if we just make a few little tweaks and changes. So that's what we did. So now we still have all the production capabilities. We have all the same resources. We still have that warehouse at our disposal because we have good partnerships with the people that are in that warehouse. We have another friend of ours that has a embroidery business, and we have our other homies that have a screen print business. So our focus for this year is like, let's do what we're good at. I'm good at selling and marketing. So what am I going to do now is focus on selling and marketing. I can now bring those sales to the same facility and get everything done the same exact way as I was last year. But now I don't have to manage 10 people and pay 10 people's payroll and pay over. Like, so we literally just cut out like so much time and overhead that we were paying. And we still have all the same upside. We still have all the same capabilities and resources, just not all the crazy overhead. So basically, yeah, we just, at the beginning of the year, we had like different intentions, but the way that the year went was insane. We started businesses from scratch that we didn't even know we were going to start, and they ended up blowing up and we couldn't even keep control of them. We had our production company growing. We had Hi-Rise TV. We had Hi-Rise. We had Happies. We had all these other little projects, consulting, market. Like, we had a lot of shit going on in the year, and it just got a little too crazy and overwhelming. So,
yeah, it's something that, like, I'm reading that Tribe of Mentors book, like the new Tim Ferriss book, and like want something out of it, or this is like his thing out of it, was like his inspiration to writing the book was he was going through some shit. He's just turned 40, which is crazy. Seems like he's like,
I know, right?
Older and wiser. Older. Yeah. But like, he's like going through probably like writer's block shit, and he was like, what would this look like if it were easy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, right. And then work backwards from there.
Right.
Like, we have a tendency to like try to make things more complicated.
Right.
And like find,
instead of just keeping it. That's what I'm trying to do this year too. More of is just like try to just like keep it back to the basics. Mm-hmm. Like, just keep it like not super like, you know.
And like busy, like being super busy and like overwhelming yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you talk to people and they're like, I'm just so busy. And it's like, fuck being busy. Do you need to be doing that?
It's
shit,
just like,
you know?
What's the priority?
Yeah, and exactly. And like, oh, you're busy. Then that just means that like you don't have your life under control.
Mm-hmm.
If you're busy, adding, it's because you can't fucking handle what's on your plate. It's mm-hmm. because you're not planning. It's because you're not preparing. It's because you're, like mm-hmm. you said, your priorities aren't straight.
Or so, I feel like it could go the other way and you're over preparing and you're overdoing all mm-hmm. that stuff, which is what I fucking tend to do. It's mm-hmm. like, I tend to just put more on my plate than I need.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I am, because I always like doing shit or whatever. But like, that's what I'm trying to do less of this year. Yeah. Like I'll be on my to-do list and I'm just like, just trying to just delete. Like,
yeah.
Do I really need to do that? Like, no. Like,
yeah.
Fucking trying to just mm-hmm. cut it down and like focus on like what the priorities are. And,
mm-hmm. and then it's, enjoying like, challenging life for me. And shit. And then finding right. inspiration through like going to take the weekend off mm-hmm. and like getting a fucking cabin and going for hikes or going for this or that or fucking right. going to New York and just like walking through the LES or walking through different areas to get inspiration.
Yeah, that's where you get ideas and
stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And see the billboards and see this high fashion company doing this and see this fucking streetwear company doing that. Mm. And oh shit, you see their fucking wheat paste? That's, you know, just yeah. like getting inspiration everywhere you look.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like last year too, is like, I love it. Last year was sick. That was the first time in my life I went to a job like full fucking time, like Monday through Friday.
Yeah, right.
Go,
that's
like
true.
Commit to it, commute, like, be part of it and whatever, and like embraced it. But yeah, we're stuck in there and like we only have two walls to shoot against.
Yeah.
And like we're in an industrial area
mm-hmm.
trying to shoot stuff for Hi-Rise, trying to collaborate,
trying to get
people
coming
come
through
out there,
we have like
know?
Screen printing and embroidery and all mm-hmm. this like crazy shit going on in the background. It's like super distracting, and just mariachi music. It's
yeah,
like
kids,
so many
dogs, mariachi music, fucking people yelling everywhere, like,
yeah.
So yeah, that's the goal this year, is like, how can we simplify that? Like mm-hmm. let's just get a fucking house. Like
yeah.
we had two sets last year. Cool, now we can have two or three corners in the fucking living room.
Mm-hmm.
We have an extra bedroom that we can fucking put two or three sets on and a desk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have an extra bedroom that could be for whatever inventory or garage, and then mm-hmm. you guys have your space. Then we have a backyard that we could film too, or then we can film on the fucking porch in the backyard, we can film
mm-hmm.
on the porch in the front yard. Like, boom, there's fucking 10 sets right there.
Literally.
Just by getting this house. Plus, we have our inventory.
Plus, it just opens up
out
now.
Of there.
We don't have to manage all these people and do all this shit. Now we have time. Now we could go to events
mm-hmm.
and go network and go on vacation and do whatever the fuck we want. We're
exactly.
not tied down. Like, it's just, like, weird. I'm like, like it's only been a few days like into this transition or whatever, and I'm just like, I feel like I should be like doing more, you know, right? What I mean, I'm just like, what am I like you know, it's kind of weird. Like, yeah, it's like I'm not used to it yet because I'm so used to like, all right, I'm in the office, like, all right, fuck, like I gotta call this guy, like, what do you need, Roger, like, Nelson, where are you, like, fuck, you know what I mean, just like, I don't know, just like dealing with fucking so many deals and problems and people, and it's just like insane. And then I'm just like switching between businesses, like, cool, like I need to order more hats for this order, and then like, oh shit, like I forgot to do that, and then like, oh, I need to send out an email blast, like, fuck, we need to get more sales over here, like, oh shit, I need the Instagram updated, like, fucking,
oh, password, oh, problems, machine, password problems, password problems, password problems,
machine just broke, oh fuck, I can't log into my phone now, like, just running a business, it's just fire after fire after fire after fire, just whatever. But that was a fucking insanely good like learning year. Like every year just learned so much, but that year like learned a lot, like made a lot of mistakes and also made a lot of like fucking shit come to life and a lot of shit happened at the same time. So it's just like trying to, you know, learn from last year, like what could we do better, what could we simplify, and shit, we're already off to the new year and we're in this transition, so we're just like, I just want to fucking be moved in and just like go 150 miles an hour, you know what I mean?
That's what I want to do. I just want to move into this place. I want to decorate it, get it like looking decent, and then just start rolling shit up. Just go through the phone book, yeah. Just start rolling shit up and just having people come through every day and just shooting fucking like two girls with Mackenzie and this chick, and shooting fucking the high as fuck with this weed tuber, and shooting a high as fuck with this pro skater, and then fucking doing this and doing that. Like, what the fuck ever? More vlogs around Long Beach. Just like walking to the beach and just doing a vlog, just filming with the iPhone. Just going to the fucking skate park for an hour and a half and just filming a couple tricks, like, and then going to get fucking Holy Moly and just like film little vlogs, you know, with like the homie, so like, easy, cool, fucking homie come through and like we'll just push around, I'll just film it with the iPhone, boom, vlog, like, so
we got a lot of shit planned, so just you'll be seeing stuff come out soon, so
give us a couple weeks.
Now you know what we're up to, you know what we're cooking up some high-rise exclusives, and then shit, hopefully we still have this little deal that might go through too with like a super dope space out in LA, so that'll happen at some point, but we're just not sure exactly when, but that'll be cool too. We'll have access to like a super dope building facility with a lot of cool brands and shit, so good things are on the horizon. We just got to kind of get over this first month and get settled in, and then just off to the races, hopefully
have some fun, make some videos.
That's the goal, my friends. You heard it here first.
All right,
what else we got? Any other Harris TV news or anything?
I don't know, we're good, we're at like a 1:30.
We got a long one,
but yeah,
got a long boy.
Been missing weeks here, still fucking up on iTunes, so we gotta figure that one out here the next couple of days still.
Yeah, try to get that shit back up,
but yeah, we're gonna fuck
some shit up,
we're gonna fuck this year up, guys. We're gonna fuck it up. That's what I'm writing in my morning pages. We're gonna fuck this year up, we're gonna fucking do it,
we gonna do it, baby.
Buy me a ranch, fucking Colorado or fucking Oregon.
Mike Tyson's weed ranch.
That's right. I'm gonna go fucking deliver you that knockout KO OG.
The knockout OG.
Yeah, you guys, make sure to follow us on social media, Doobie Talk Podcast on Instagram, High Rise Aaron, Derek Fukuhara, High Rise TV, and at the High Rise Co. Make sure to go to allineedskate.com. Use the code word Fooks, FOOKS. Save yourself 20% off skateboards, t-shirts, hoodies, nug jars, whatever we got on there. Some good shit. Also, make sure to
if you're a lawyer, I don't know why I just thought of this, but talk about selling shit on websites. If you're a lawyer, you know a lawyer, hit us up.
Haji Boykins.
If we're trying to sell shit illicitly.
Illicitly?
Or non-illicitly on the internet. On the interwebs.
Bitcoin,
whatever,
baby.
That means.
Hit us with the cryptocurrency.
How about your boys?
In the meantime, go to the High Rise Co.
But yeah, anyways, go buy some shit.
30% off. 30% off. Doobie Talk is the discount code.
Dude, how am I so far off? I'm like How do you do it straight?
Yeah, I don't know. Should we make Doobie Talk merch? What do you guys think? You guys think we should make some fucking dad caps with a little joint fucking microphone on it? Would you guys rock it? With the 30% off Doobie Talk code? If you've even made it this far. If you made it an hour and a half into us talking on a couch.
Thanks.
With Cheech. Comment below. Comment baby back whales below if you made it this far. Make sure to subscribe, like, and of course comment.
Follow, like, comment, share.
And then we will be back next week.
We'll be back next week. Possibly on this couch, possibly on a different couch. Where we're gonna end up. Gotta tune in next week to find out.
Till then.
Keep pushing, keep rising, baby. We out. Just so many hand gestures.